Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Kingdom Life Ministries broadcast of prayer. We thank you for joining us. Remember, you can join us live Eastern Standard Time at 10:30 every Saturday morning. The phone number to dial is 646-929-2091. Again, that number is 646-929-2091 to join us live. We thank you for joining us, and now we will begin our prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you today. We bow our heads, God, and we lift up your name and thank you for the many things that you have done. Thank you, God, for your greatness. Thank you, God, for your excellence. Thank you, God, for your marvelous works. Thank you, God, for your power and your might. We praise you, God, for your goodness. And we thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do right now. Because of your greatness and your glory, and because of your name, oh, God, you uphold your name. You're faithful. And we give you the praises because of your faithfulness. God, you hold covenant with us, and we give you the praises that you keep your promises from generation to generation. Thank you, God, for a new day. Thank you, God, for this light. Oh, God, thank you that you have granted us life and health. We praise you now. We give you the glory for your divine favor that you put over our life. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you and we give you the glory and we magnify your name because of who you are and everything that you've done. You've opened doors for us, God, and we say thank you. You've given us divine connections, God, and we say thank you. You caused us to walk into our purpose and destiny, God, and we say thank you. We bless your name. And we thank you today. Our hearts are grateful, God, that you didn't allow no hindrance or obstacle to hold us down. But God, you gave us a clear path. And we thank you. Father God, we repent before you now. We ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive us of our sin. Forgive us, Lord, of things that we've said and done wrong before you. Oh God, forgive us of our trespasses, of our iniquity that we've done before you. Forgive us, God, of sin, that we have sinned before you. Forgive us, Lord, for complacency and slothfulness and apathy. And keep us. Don't let us fall, God. Don't let us fall. Don't let us be weak. But God, make us strong. Give us strength to endure. In the name of Jesus, strength to move forward. We bind the spirit of hindrance right now. No hindrance get in our way. We thank you, God, that your power and the blood of Jesus encamps around us and protects us and keeps us. Lord God, give us wisdom and knowledge and grace and understanding to live a good life and not turn to evil ways and ungodly actions. God, help us to be transformed in our thinking, to know that Jesus died for us and that we have power over sin. Forgive us, God.
Forgive us. Don't allow us to compromise with the devil. But God, forgive us of ungodly thoughts. Cause our thoughts to be clean. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us, God, with your blood. Consecrate us, God, and sanctify us that we can do the work of the ministry. We give you the praises and the glory. And we thank you, God. And we honor your name right now. And we bless you. And we praise you, oh God. We praise you, Jesus. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, God. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. Oh, we give you the praise. Oh, we magnify your name today. You're a great God. You're powerful. You pull us up out of our troubles. Oh, God, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord. The world is in unrest. But, Father, in your word, you told us that there would be wars. You told us there would be floods. You told us there would be fires and earthquakes and confusion and division. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to save us from destruction. Save us from the turmoil and the afflictions and the calamities of this world. Earth, help us, Lord, to remain holy before you and live a life pleasing unto you, God. Father God, we sincerely pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Give her victory over every enemy. Cause the people to be fed and clothed in this time of war and destruction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, visit the nations. Let the holy visitation of Jesus continue to change the minds and to change the direction of many. Cause them to yield and to accept the Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your power, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, give us a visitation. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, let the spirit of your power visit hospitals, visit nursing homes, visit foster homes, visit juvenile homes, visit the incarcerated. God, in the name of Jesus, let a visitation of your spirit and your power go to the jailhouses, go in our homes, go in our workplaces, go in our schoolhouses, go in our courtrooms. Father God, in the name of Jesus, send us a visitation. Send us a visitation, God. Send us a visitation of your power, of your spirit, of your love, of your anointing. Send us a visitation, God, of your fire. God, let your fire, God, fall down on us. Fall down on us, God. Let your fire fall down on us, God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Let your spirit defend us. Defend the innocent. Heal sick bodies. Set the captives free. Bring abuse to a halt. In the name of Jesus, bring justice to the unrighteous situations. Bring cleansing to unholy situations. Bring repair to broken homes and broken emotions. Help hurting families everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we call on your name, Lord, because we believe. We believe you, God. We believe your word. We believe that you can fix it. We believe that you can repair it. We believe that you can mend it. We believe that you can close up the breach. God, we believe you that you can do all things. Thank you, Jesus. All things. Oh, God, repair broken relationships. Bring peace to chaotic situations. Bring provision where there is lack. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of lack, debt, and poverty. It will not be our portion. We release the power of the authority that brings wealth and health and prosperity. In the name of Jesus, bring provision where there is lack. In the name of Jesus, God, we call it on your name. Thank you, Jesus. Give increase to our faith. Cause us to step out and do great things. In the name of Jesus, shore us up and cause boldness and confidence to permeate our souls and our minds. God, bless us now. Bless the work of our hands. Bless everything that we've set our hearts to do for you. Don't allow the enemy to block it. Don't allow the enemy to stop it. Don't allow negative talk to hinder it. But God, let it come forth. Let it be birthed in the earth. Let the creative ideas that you've given us be birthed in the earth according to your will. God, you gave it to us. Don't allow the devil to hinder it. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, cut us a clear path. Thank you, Jesus. Every negative word spoken against us, every negative word spoken against your work, every negative word spoken against ministry, every negative word spoken against the things of God, fall to the ground with no effect on our life. Fall to the ground with no effect on ministry. In the name of Jesus, increase our faith, God. Cause us to step out and continue to do great things. Shore us up. Cause us to be bold. Thank you, Jesus. And full of confidence in the name of Jesus. God bless us. Give us creativity and perseverance to go forward, stay in the press, to pray and intercede before you daily. Bless our family. Bless our workplace. And those that are seeking employment to feed their families. God, we need your blessing. Let your justice and your holiness reign in the earth. Cause us to be light and not dwell in the darkness. We confess your word. We decree and declare your word right now that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We have power over the enemy in the name of Jesus. We cannot be plucked out of your hand. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in God's law do we meditate both day and night. And we shall be like a tree by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in our due season. Our leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever we do, it shall prosper. We are blessed and highly favored. We are blessed and we follow after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Jesus, we abide in you and you abide in us, and we ask what we will and it shall be given unto us. Keep us from the hands of the enemy. Deliver us and rescue us from trouble and destruction. Cover us under the blood and keep us in divine favor. Oh God, we call it on your name. We can do nothing without you. Lord, we can do nothing without you. We're nothing with you. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our minds. We surrender our soul. Take negativity and complaining out of our mouth. Help us to be strong. Help us to be strong. Help us to be holy as you are holy. You are holy, God. Worthy is your name, full of glory. We worship you and adore you. We give you the praise and the thanksgiving. Give us the gift of the Holy Ghost and renew us in your spirit. Strengthen us, God. Revive us, God, as only you can. Strengthen us on the inward part. Strengthen our emotions. Strengthen our mind. In the name of Jesus. Help us to meet our purpose. Don't allow us to leave nothing incomplete in our life. Stir up your power and enable us by your anointing. Anoint us to do kingdom business, kingdom work, and kingdom ministry. Send your power that we will call in the harvest. Send your strength and power to minister to the harvest of souls that's coming to the church. Empower us to lay hands on the sick and cause them to be healed. Empower us to lay hands and cast out devils. We bind up the spirit of backlash in the name of Jesus. Devil, you will not come against us. You will not afflict us. But we have the blood of Jesus cover us and keep us from destruction. Breathe the breath of new life in us, God. Breathe the breath of a new anointing. Breathe the breath of new power so that you can add to the church daily. Help us to know that everything that you've given us, everything that we have, every gift and all the power is for the harvest. Thank you, God. Thank you that you hear our prayer. We thank you, God, that you will perform your word. We thank you, God, that you bless and keep us. We thank you, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, God, that I am called in Christ and we dwell in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are a member of the body of Christ. We thank you, God, that we are covered under the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we prosper in our minds, in our bodies, and in our finances. We thank you, God, and we command every evil force to be bound from operating against us. We thank you, God, that we walk in deliverance and in power. We thank you, God, that we are blessed, O God of the Lord. We thank you, God, that we obey the Lord. And we give Jesus our whole heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you, God, that we are committed to you and that you are committed to us. We thank you, God, that we have power from on high. We thank you, God, that we intercede and we stand in the gap. And we stand on the wall. And we repair the breaches that have been broken by the enemy. We thank you, God, that you open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive it. We thank you, God, that we increase more and more in the spirit realm. And we walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healthy access, for divine timing, for destiny and purpose will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, and we magnify your name today. Thank you, God, for this prayer. Help us, God, to reach the lost. Bind the works of the enemy that come against us. Release your power and your anointing in our life. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We speak good and not evil. We cancel evil forebodings in our life. We cancel negative words, negative pictures, and negative thoughts. In Jesus' name. Help our conscience to be clean. Purge our conscience by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn out anything in us that's not like you. Bind anything that's not like God. And release the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we say thank you. Help us to walk in this day blessed and highly favored. And everything that we set our hands to do, let it be accomplished in the name of Jesus. We give you praises now, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.